This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yesterday in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, an Israeli tank exploded several mortars directly onto a United Nations training center that was being used by thousands of hungry, injured, desperate refugees, causing a complete massacre. The building caught on fire. At the very least, we know that dozens of women and children were killed. It could be significantly more. That all by itself is horrible, and I could end right there. But multiple articles that quote United Nations officials saying that tanks fired upon the UN training center. Multiple articles, including one from the New York Times that I just looked at, refused to say whose tanks. But if you know anything at all about this, you know that Palestinians don't have tanks, don't have airplanes, don't have missiles, don't have drones. And yet, even the New York Times, which is hailed so frequently as a left-leaning newspaper, refused to say who the tanks belonged to and who fired them. It was just tanks. Did anybody operate those tanks? Did they belong to a particular military? We'll never know. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Bombs and missiles were dropped all over Gaza yesterday. You know, that's every day, of course. But I noticed a trend, and it took me a while to understand what I was hearing and seeing. On any given day, there might be hundreds of bombs that were dropped. But you will see Palestinians say there were 14 massacres. There were 17 massacres. In fact, in the past 24 hours, I've seen multiple Palestinians say there were 22 massacres throughout Gaza. And what they're basically saying is mass killings. There were 22 different locations that had mass casualty events where bombs and missiles from the United States and Israel were dropped on crowded city centers, refugee camps, training centers, and slaughtered in each massacre, often entire families, big chunks of entire families, communities. And each time, because the only people left in Gaza are hungry, desperate, struggling to get through each and every day. And yet yesterday, the past 24 hours, had over 20 massacres. And the United Nations sounded the alarm publicly across social media, speaking to media, saying Israeli tanks fired upon a UN training center, catching it on fire, causing a massacre. I've seen some people say that 40 plus people were killed. I saw someone say 100 people were killed. And immediately in real time, you saw like leading UN officials say, yeah, this was a complete massacre. Our training center caught on fire. people that were taking innocent men, women, children, elders, families, staff members of the UN that were taking shelter in this training center were slaughtered. And yet, the leading newspapers in the United States just had headlines that said things like, tanks fire at UN training center, or even worse, mortars fired at UN training center. Who is mortar? Who is tank? Who is in charge of those tanks? Who bought those tanks? Who brought those tanks into Gaza? Because, as I said in the introduction, what we know is Palestinians don't have a military. Palestinians don't have an air force. Palestinians don't have a navy. They don't have an army. They don't have airplanes. They don't have an airport. They used to, but Israel destroyed it. They don't have submarines. They don't have navy destroying ships. And you know what they don't have? They don't have tanks. Not tanks to drive around Gaza or the West Bank. They don't have tanks of their own. And they definitely don't have tanks to bulldoze themselves into Israel. So when tanks fire upon a UN training center, they are Israeli tanks. Israeli tanks with Israeli soldiers, guided by Israeli supervisors from the Israeli military, funded by the United States. In essence, the headlines should have said, tanks from the United States and Israel fire upon a United Nations training center. That would have been an accurate headline. Because that's what actually happened. But you would struggle not to find an accurate story. Those are almost impossible to find. You would struggle to even find an accurate headline about what is actually going on. In part, why? That's a war crime. And daily, in and out, over and over and over again, the United States and Israel commit so many war crimes. And here's the hard truth, and I'm going to close with this. The American media is deeply complicit. Each time it fails, and that's what it is, a complete failure. Each time it fails to accurately describe who is responsible for the atrocities we see, it is co-signing war crimes. They are co-conspirators in this genocide. And for any of you who have ever studied genocide, you typically don't have it without a complicit media. I'll be right back here tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.